Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Okay, everybody, we're about to get real with some of your favorite housewives, okay? They're coming up next, right here on Checking In. Today, we're checking in with an amazing duo. They're so much fun, and they're from one of the most successful TV show franchises, The Real Housewives of Potomac. They have an amazing podcast called Reasonably Shady. I love the name because it definitely says what we gonna be.
Right.
We will be shady, but reasonably. You might take it as shade. It might just be guidance. It might just be correction. But for easier terms, it's shady. We gonna be shady.
Exactly.
Reasonably shady. Y'all, please welcome. They are checking in. Please welcome the beautiful ladies of Real Housewives of Potomac, Miss Robin Dixon and Giselle Bryant.
Hey, hey.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us. It's such an honor.
Listen,
honestly,
we are excited to have you killing it and so successful in reality TV, cosmetics, entrepreneurship. Now we come on over and we are going to kill it in the area of podcasting.
Yes.
That is amazing. So again, congratulations. It's such an amazing outlet to express and have conversations, but especially when two friends can do it. Now, how do you stay on your best behavior when it's two good girlfriends? Giselle.
The beauty to us is we don't stay on our best behavior, and we love not staying on our best behavior. But if anybody's going to get out of line, it's me, and Robin always reels me in. She goes just like this. She reeling me in. So
yes.
So for you to know, Robin came up with the name Reasonably Shady because Robin is reasonable and I am shady. So we put them two together.
Mm-hmm. So much balance.
Yes.
In the friendship and on the podcast.
Yes.
So in real life, Robin, you're the reasonable one, as she said, in real life. And then Giselle, now y'all, she said it. We didn't, don't take this soundbite and say Michelle didn't call Giselle shady. She is self-proclaiming this adjective.
Yes.
She's owning.
I own it.
Are people scared to talk to you? Are people scared to walk by you? Because they're like, wait a minute, I got to be on my best P's and Q's because, you know, Giselle, now what I got to do?
Absolutely not. I mean, I feel like Robin and I, me more so than Robin, but both of us get blamed a lot for things because of the fact that I have been extremely shady in the past. So people just assume I'm going to be shady. Just across the board, 100%. But nobody lives like that. Like, that's not true. That's not real. I'm shady when I need to be. And it's really just jokes. I'm really not trying to be out here hating on anybody, hurting anybody's feelings. I'm just here to have a good time. That's it.
Now, Robin, do you think her jokes can be better left in her cranium, in her thoughts?
So, you know what? Okay, I'm not going to put all the shady blame on her because I am shady as well.
I think we all are.
Yeah,
we are, right? We all are. But I try to, like, just before I kind of jump to conclusions about something, I try to look at it from another angle first. So I'm like, but I'll still give you my shady opinion and I'll still voice my opinion. Now, I want to give you the backstory on even how we met.
Yes, how did y'all meet?
Right. So we met a mutual friend of ours, Charisse, who was on the first two seasons of Real Housewives of Potomac. Years prior to the show, she invited us both to a charity event because she just knew that we would get along. She was like, she said she did it on purpose. She invited Giselle, she invited me because she knew that we would click. And we didn't know this, so she didn't tell us this ahead of time. So we're sitting at the table, you know, you're at this charity event and they're doing all these, you know, auctions, raising money, and people are all in their nice, pretty dresses and people
yes,
drunk. And we're literally sitting next to each other. We don't know each other from a can of paint. And we are cracking up at everyone. We are talking about everyone. We are looking around. Oh my God, what does she have on? Oh my God, look at her. She's drunk. Like, we are just like talking to one another Yes, being shady and just cracking up, having fun. And the synergy was just there because we both, so like I said, even though she's shady, I'm shady too, but I'm shady in like a more discreet way, I guess. She's a little more.
Ooh, sometimes that's the worst. Cause it's like, wait a minute, did she just shade me?
You know what?
That's that Winfrey shade.
Okay, it's like, I thought she gave me a compliment.
Right.
Now I'm second guessing my whole life's existence. Cause I think she just shaded
right,
me.
That could be possible.
Okay.
Yes. We got along, we kicked it off so well, laughing, joking, being shady. And from there, like, the rest is history. We've been, you know, I won't say we were best friends from the beginning, but we definitely knew that we wanted to build a friendship. And here we are today. And so the podcast is awesome because people who have listened to the podcast enjoy it so much because they really do get to feel the dynamics of our friendship. Like, we are just two girlfriends sitting in a room, cracking up, talking about stuff. You know, a lot of times we agree on things, but sometimes we don't. Sometimes, you know, Giselle says something and I'm like, what are you talking about? And it's really great because we're learning so much about each other. Like that, like
that's
every
so good.
Podcast, we learn something new about the other. So it's just, you know, for us, and we don't, you know, we're on a reality show that happens to be on air right now. And we really don't talk about it because we are talking about other stuff so that people can get to know us outside of the show.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can talk about life, relationships, stuff that's going on in current the world, current events, lifestyle, relationships, motherhood, everything.
Fashion,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And it can seem like, okay, we're going to get maybe some unedited, the microphone ain't cut off when we listen to,
because,
you know, sometimes if I'm filming something, I know how to cut the master switch off. Like, we ain't go, you know, because, you know, you got that little cute switch up top.
Yeah.
No, they still can pick up.
Right.
Something you said. I know how to go in that bot in the thing and turn. Sorry. You ain't going
to
get me.
That's good to know.
Ain't going to get me. Listen. Oh, did I just tell it?
Yes.
You're helping us out. Thank you.
Listen.
Thank you, Michelle.
Because you think you done turned the mic off and you didn't.
Right.
Or just go ahead and unplug the whole thing.
Yes.
Unplug every cable.
But wait, if every cable. But it's like, okay, you might take yours off, but the person next to you still has one on. So
that is true. But take it off when you go to the bathroom. Don't nobody need to hear you tinkling.
Yeah.
Or whatever you're doing. Nobody needs to hear any of that. Giselle, how did it come to be that y'all's decision that you do a podcast?
We're going
to
blame this on the pandemic because it's the truth. So during the pandemic, Rob and I are bored to tears and we just decided to do a couple Instagram lives together. Right. And from that, we heard back so many people were like, oh my God, y'all should have a podcast. Y'all should have a podcast. So Robin has never done a podcast. I've never done a podcast. We don't know what we're doing. Okay. So, but I put it out there in the universe to my people. I was like, Robin and I want to do a podcast. And, you know, thank God for Black Effect. Thank God for iHeart because here we are.
Yeah.
But we stuck to what we wanted to do and what we did, what we started in the pandemic, which was two girlfriends talking about whatever the hell we want to talk about and being real with our lives and who we are. A lot of times people get such a misconception of who we are because they think we're, you know, they're the pretty girls. They're stuck up. They're, you know, pretentious. No, we keep it all the way real. You know, being a mom is hard. Why is it hard? Because these kids are crazy. Like, you know, things like that we talk about. Yeah.
Okay. Has there been a conversation that was difficult to have on the podcast?
I would say I've been very revealing about like my childhood, my past. I was a juvenile delinquent in an undercover juvenile delinquent. And, you know, it was just, so I'll tell you everything, whether it's on the show or the podcast or a media interview, the only thing that I'm worried about is my father calling me saying, so I heard you say that you did this. So it's like, I'm revealing stuff to my parents that they didn't really know. That's like the hardest part for me. Like I have a very, you know, I don't care about what you think about me attitude. Like stuff rolls off my back so easily. So I really don't care about public perception and people's judgment and you know, the comments or anything like that. I only care about that phone call from my father saying, no, I didn't know about this. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to sit here and talk about something that I did when I was 20 to my father.
Listen, Michelle, we were getting ready to post our launch, right? And Rob was like, wait a minute, Giselle, did you post yet that, you know, we launched? And because in the beginning, the first episode, Robin is telling all the stuff that she did that her parents didn't know she did when she was in high school. Okay. So I was like, what is the problem? She's like, wait, I got to talk to my parents first before we post that we about to launch. And I'm like, what? So she has, and I love that about Robin. Like, everybody needs accountability. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody needs somebody that they have to like be concerned about. So I think it's so cute that Robin like has that relationship with her parents. It's funny to me.
Giselle said, I'm not checking in with my parents. They just go see it with everybody else.
They call me too. My dad and my mom, they call me too. But sometimes they wait, you know, they wait about 2 weeks and then they call me and they're like, couple weeks ago, you said a couple things. And I'm like, oh.
Like, I moved on, by the way. It's a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, we both have accountability to our parents. And it's fine. It is totally fine with me.
Absolutely. God bless those of us who, our parents are still alive, that they can still hold us accountable. My mother texted me about an interview that she saw and she said, good job. And that just made me feel so good. At I'm 42, and so to hear her say good job, I was like, thank you, mommy. I thought that was so sweet. So thank God for our parents. We're not complaining, Lord. We're not complaining. Now, I don't know, business wise, and we don't have to get into that, just as far as how you all decided to do the podcast versus reality TV, because doing reality TV is not necessarily you doing business together, right?
Right.
So how did y'all make sure that it was wise that we're going to go into business as friends?
Yeah.
We don't want this to be a storyline. Okay?
But we talked about it. We talked about it actually on camera. Did we talk about it on camera or off camera, Rob? I can't remember. Was that on camera?
Yeah, we probably talked about it on camera. So Michelle, I have a habit of being very late all the time. Giselle has a habit of being early, a great habit, you know. So she's always early, which is fantastic. So, but the good thing about us being friends, like, she's learned to accept me and tolerate, you know, that. But, you know, some Virgos, they're just like so controlling. And I don't know. It's just like everything just has to be right, you know? And
Virgos. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Everything has to be right. Would you agree, Giselle?
I agree. I concur.
Would you agree that you're controlling?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Wait.
Did somebody in the background say,
my makeup art? That's terrible.
Ooh, that's baby.
But I know that. And to be honest with you, my relationship, this working relationship with Robin, is helping me with it, because I'm just going to tell on Robin. So the first podcast that we taped together, Robin was like 2 hours late. Okay.
God.
And if
Robin, what you be
there
doing?
Was a good reason. There was a good reason. Okay. But ordinarily, I would have been just livid and I would have just been losing my mind. And it taught me, I mean, 2 hours is ridiculous, but it's teaching me that I've got to relax a little bit. I got to calm down. Mm. I can't be so in control of the world, so to speak. Yeah. So this is good. We're helping each other.
Okay. Yes. So have y'all had a conversation with like a therapist or somebody to figure out why Robin likes to be late?
No, Robin needs to see a therapist. Okay.
Okay, they're the mediator. And Giselle, you're going to be able to tell Robin, we got to work on you being on time.
I know. And you know what, Michelle? So this is very timely that we're talking about this, because so on the show, on the Real Housewives of Potomac, my story pretty much is how the pandemic affected me. And I really, I really just was in a rut. I had no motivation. I just wanted to stay in the bed and do nothing. But some of the stuff that I shared in scenes prompted the viewers to reach out to me. And they said to me, some of what you shared, Robin, actually sounds like you might have adult ADHD. So I have an appointment tomorrow to talk to a specialist to see. And honestly, when I look it up, I'm like, That, I don't know. I mean, a lot of it sounds like maybe it's possible. So I'm kind of curious and interested to find out if that's the case. And I think being late can be, you know, part of it, like, you know, for someone that has ADHD, I think that can be something that
ADHD or definitely anxiety, you know.
See, you know what, it's weird for me. I don't want to, like, I would say I'm not a stressed out person. Like, I'm not stressed out. I don't worry a lot. I'm, like I said, I'm very laid back. I let stuff kind of roll off the back, you know, roll off my back. So it's kind of weird. I guess I've never associated, you know, anxiety or even depression. Like, depression for me is more like a seasonal thing, I would think. Like, when it's
for you,
dark,
okay,
and cold, I definitely hate.
You get the seasonal depression. Yeah. Wow. Thank you for sharing and opening up about that. Because there's somebody listening that's probably going to be wondering, okay, and I don't want anyone to say what's wrong with me.
Right.
I want to find a different word because I don't, that could, it's not that something's wrong with you.
Or like, there it's could, more like what's affecting me.
Yeah. What is affecting you? Come on. Yeah. Now, Giselle, as far as supporting somebody that's going through this, I'm excited because I think this can be an episode based about friendships. How should a friend be supporting? So when she told you that, hey, I think I'm going to go to a specialist to see, what was your response?
Well, first, let's back up. So when we were going through the pandemic and we were on lockdown, you know, Robin shared that she just wasn't herself. You know, she wasn't feeling, she just couldn't shake it. Like, she couldn't get back to feeling, quote, normal, right? Put that in quotes, normal, whatever that means. And so
whatever that means.
I knew that something was going on, and we did talk about seasonal depression. So none of this is new information for me as far as being a friend to Robin is concerned. But, you know, if you watch our show, you'll see that it was affecting her business. And so that for me is when I the red flags start going up, because, you know, me going back to my Virgo place, I don't want
anything. Virgos don't let nothing affect their coin.
No. There we go. So, like, the coins, that's when I'm like, whoa, like, we got to get back on track, because if we're going to push through for the coin. I know that sounds crazy, but I just, you know, we're going to push through, and then hopefully we'll get back to a place where we don't need to push through for the coin. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, absolutely. But thank you for encouraging her, because depression, I call it a thief. No matter if it's seasonal, situational, meaning you lost a job, you lost a relationship, you just having loss, or there is a chemical, you know, something, a chemical imbalance, right?
I want to say that I'm so proud of Robin because, A, she's sharing her story, and that's uncomfortable and scary, right? Mm-hmm. And B, on the other side of it, it has helped so many people. People reach out to me because of Robin's story.
Yeah.
And you know, the pandemic affected everybody.
Because when they said we locking down, I'm a homebody. So it worked out for me.
Yes. That's me too.
You know,
I was so happy.
Depression is a thief because it robs you of productivity.
Yes.
You know, meaning the ability to do what you do to make your living.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. I got recharged during the pandemic. But Robin, you said the pandemic somehow affected you mentally. And I don't mean mentally, because I need people to understand when you say something affects somebody mentally, it's not mentally straight jacket type.
Right.
Mentally.
Right.
It's just, you know, a part of our health.
Yeah. So it's crazy. There was actually a change in me the longer the pandemic went on. So when the pandemic first started, I am a homebody. Like, I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to get dressed. I love to, you know, sit on the couch, just relax, be with my family, chill. So when the
pandemic. By the way, Michelle, this is Robin's new home. She just moved like last week.
Yeah, I just moved.
Come on, congratulations. Hey,
thank you. Yeah, so this has been keeping me busy. So when the pandemic first started, I was like, oh, yes, this is great. I can just be at home and I don't have to go anywhere. Like, I have to stay at home. And it was actually great. I started off My friends and I, we would have a weekly FaceTime chat. You know, I was working out. I was, you know, doing my Peloton and doing little app videos. And, you know, I was actually really thriving at home. And then the longer it went on, it just, I there's a term that spoke to me called languishing. So the longer it went on, I began to languish in the pandemic, you know, where it's like beyond normal, you know, where it was like, I couldn't, when it came time to put one foot in front of the other, I didn't know how to do it, you know, like I didn't know how to get back to normal. And it just, and a lot of people, it's so crazy, because when we were filming the show, and I just expressed this to a producer, not to say like, oh, I want to talk about this,
right?
But I expressed it because I was like, you know, oh, this is, you know, they're calling me and I'm not answering the phone. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I'm just not feeling, you know, I'm not motivated. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. And they were like, oh, well, let's talk about it. And I'm like, why would we want to talk about that? That's boring. That sounds crazy. That's embarrassing. And it's so crazy now because the show is airing and I'm getting so many people reaching out.
I bet you are.
Oh, my
yes.
God. Just saying.
And especially women of color.
Yeah. Yeah.
For us to be able to admit, Giselle, that I'm not necessarily okay.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling motivated. I don't have on my cape, my superwoman cape today.
Right. Because that's not how we were raised. That's not what we do. We're always the ones that everyone can rely on. We take care of not only our family, but the whole freaking neighborhood. So it's definitely not in our makeup, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So for us to be able to talk about it is great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. By the way, I have to throw this in there. My mother, certain shows you're not expecting mama to pick up the phone. Y'all, if we talk for 30 minutes, 22 minutes of it is about if an episode aired, and it's y'all, she's going to talk about it. She's
going
to talk about it. I'm like, mama, I do have to make sure she gets the app and everything. And I got it. So now I'm going to be like, you know, Giselle and Robin have a podcast.
Tell her to listen to the podcast.
So she'll be hitting me about the freaking podcast. Y'all have had some super fun conversations.
Yes.
I don't know if y'all know that I'm on the Black Effect Podcast Network as well.
Of course.
Cool is that?
Yeah.
But being able to listen and browse the family of other podcasters is amazing, right?
Yeah.
But y'all have had super fun conversations. You've had some deep conversations, like, you know, what jobs you had before becoming reality stars, or getting back with an ex, or episodes about fear. What stood out for you, and what should someone listening to now, what can they find in the podcast, as far as, do you talk about everything in the show, or do you try to keep it separate?
Oh, it's totally separate. And
okay.
Yeah. And I feel like it's great that it's separate, because then they're able to get to know us on such a better level with some other things that have gone on in our lives. But you know what? I don't know about Robin, but I like when we pose questions, because we do like to have some viewer engagement. Right. So we pose questions to our people. We put it out there, like, you know, what's the most embarrassing thing that happened during sex? You know, like fun stuff. And that has been hilarious. And I mean, I love those. When we do that, I love those episodes.
Mm-hmm. Pros and cons of a podcast versus filming.
So pros and cons. So I'll start with the cons. I feel like I one day might get tripped up talking about somebody or something close to me, and they're going to listen to the podcast and be mad at me because, you know what I mean? Like, I might tell a story about a close friend or something, and then if they listen to it, then they'll be like, Robin, I didn't, you know, why are you talking about me like that? I'm afraid that I'm going to, like, you know, accidentally say something that will offend someone personal to me. Because on the show, you know, on the show, we don't really, we don't get that deep with our personal lives on the show. You know, it's more, we're kind of following the story arc of what's going on with the drama between the ladies and, you know, what our particular storyline for that year is. Like, we don't really get to talk about, you know, the people you don't see on the show, which are, you know, the people in our lives and stuff. So
yeah,
I'm just scared I'm gonna slip up and say something that somebody's gonna be offended by.
Okay. Giselle, what about for you?
I love the pros of the podcast for me is just like kicking it with my girlfriend and just being able to say whatever, laugh, have a good time, give my opinion. You know, we talk about hot topics, what's going on in the world. And, you know, I love being able to talk about those things because we have opinions about everything that's happening in the world.
Whereas, you can say on the podcast.
Yes. Whereas we, you know, of course, clearly we don't say that on the show. That's what I love more. It's more real than reality TV. Mm-hmm.
People don't understand that. Let's go ahead because there are people who feel like reality TV, like it's real, but it's not.
Right. Like they think that's like the end all be all when it comes to like who you are.
Because like you said, there is a story arc.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Right.
You know, there's the punch, there's the there's the cruising, there's the bring it on down, there's the you know,
the conclusion, the wrap it up, you know, let's tie all the stories up.
Yes.
So it's funny, it's like right now this show is on air and you know, there's a controversial topic about a rumor that was discussed on a blog, and you know, you'll see Giselle talk about it more than once. Well, she's talking about more than once because it's a story that we have to follow. It's not because Giselle walks around being, oh, did you hear this? Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's hard. It's like, we're filming a show here. We're following a story. And so it is our job as the cast and the production company, the producers, to tell this story. And
absolutely.
The other part about reality TV, which I think is really funny, is like, we can have conversations that that people would find normal if there weren't cameras there. But when you put the cameras there, that's when people get all up in arms about the conversation. Oh, how could you say that? You know what I mean? Why would you say
or
that?
Somebody might get extra, or then somebody might go inward and get shy. Right. Why you go like that when I said somebody might get extra? Who? Somebody gets extra?
Yeah. Well, we got a whole lot of that, Michelle. We got a whole lot of that.
But I think people are surprised, you know, to Giselle, like, you really are fun.
Yeah.
You know, Robin, I haven't had the chance to hang with you yet, but Giselle, you really are fun. You are a firecracker. Like, I feel like sometimes with reality TV, as far as refining a character, you might put 5 or 10 on it, but it ain't much.
Right.
At the same time, I know Robin and how I can't necessarily say, are you really that, I don't want to call someone a character on reality TV, but you're not like that at home. Some reality people, not you guys, but there are some that are a character.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Your character.
When it comes to me, I am like it's so funny. My friends that I've been friends with since college, high school, childhood, they say to me, Robin, I love that I watch the show. And I'm like, that's Robin. That's my girl. Like, you're not on that show putting on a character, acting differently, being someone that you're not. So that's one thing that my friends
it's hard to do.
Yeah, but you know,
how do you keep up with that, right? Like how do you keep up with it? It's weird.
Right.
Yep.
Right. And when I started the show, I was like, you know what? I'm going to come on the show and I'm going to be myself because I'm so damn forgetful. I would forget my lies that I told about myself. You know what I'm saying? Like if I was to come on and be like, oh, I did this and I'm that, I'm gonna forget like the next week and I'm just getting caught up really quick. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to come in and be myself and not really care and not worry about trying to like present myself as some like high and mighty person. Like that's just,
yes, ma'am.
That's hard to keep up and it's not authentic, but yes, on these shows, a lot of people do come in and you can tell, you know, okay, you're not necessarily being, you know, 100% true to yourself.
Yes.
Now, yes, ma'am.
The cameras definitely elevate everyone's responses to stuff. Like that's just going to happen because I think people in their minds are like, oh, well, you know, how are the viewers going to perceive this? And you know, they're worrying about what the people on the other side of the camera are going to think. And they're trying to appeal to those people. So it's a tricky world. I just try to remind people it's entertainment.
It's so refreshing. Your show on television is refreshing. Your podcast, Reasonably Shady, is so refreshing. Giselle, what is the desire or your wish for Reasonably Shady?
You know, okay, let me just touch on one thing that Robin said. With reality television, always listen to the music in the background, because the music is setting the tone. And if that music wasn't there, or that dun, 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 then with this moment be as horrible as you think it is. Okay. Right. So I just want people to pay attention to the music in the background.
Right. Yeah.
But let's get to the podcast. So we have these meetings. I don't know about you, Michelle, because like Michelle, you're over here. You're
way longer
than us. Okay.
No. We
but Robin,
we all on the Black Effect. We all want to be hot, and we all want our podcast to be great.
We have these meetings with Black Effect on a regular basis, and they kind of give us our numbers and tell us where we are and where we at. Every time they do that, I'm in amazement, because I never had a benchmark. I don't know if Robin did, but we didn't really have a benchmark for what we want. Black Effect did, you know, iHeart does.
Absolutely.
But we never said we want to hit X amount of listeners a week. Now, they're super excited with where we are, thank God, right? But now that we're up and running and rolling, I foresee, I don't know, the sky's the limit. You know, I've enjoyed this process, and I enjoy anytime it doesn't feel like work, that's a good thing. You know what I mean?
Yes. That's so good. With girlfriends, working with girlfriends, the fact that y'all get to work together is so, so awesome. You'll continue to have a blast.
Yeah. And we get to work together on our terms. It's not, you know, in front of TV cameras. It's literally the two of us collaborating, just talking about what we want to talk about and what are our visions for the podcast. I mean, we definitely would love to continue to see it grow. We want to start putting out some merch. I've had some people, and I don't know about you, Giselle, I've had people say, you guys should take this on the road. You should do a live tour. And I'm like, that sounds like a lot, but
we're here for it. We'll take it.
You know,
yes, please go to Rockford, Illinois.
Yeah.
Your mama. See your mama.
Don't sleep on the sea markets.
Okay.
Because a lot of people don't come to the sea markets, and people will show up.
Okay.
You hear me?
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, we're just having so much fun with it. We just want to keep it going. Like Giselle said, like, yes, it's work, but when you're doing something that's fun with someone that you love and enjoy being around, like, it's not work. The hardest work for me is driving to her house every week.
Because we like to do it together, Michelle, and I have like a little room in my basement, and we do it because, you know, it's studio-ish.
Yep.
And so we like to do it in that little small room. But since Robin has this brand new house, we might be doing it at her home soon.
Maybe you build a studio or, you know, decorate something and make it cute.
Yeah.
Awesome. A lot of my listeners are definitely entrepreneurs as well. So both of you awesome women are entrepreneurs. I would say, could you leave a tip on how to know you have a good idea to start a business? How did you know?
I feel like when it feels authentic to you, to who you are.
Okay.
And what you believe in and what you feel is. Like, for instance, a couple of days ago, I just launched a lash line. Eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
And after I did it, I felt like, why haven't I done this such a long time ago? Like, I'm a lash girl. Like, I love lashes.
You love, yes. Yeah. Of course, yeah.
And I'm very particular about lashes because, you know, you can put on a wrong lash and that thing go wrong real fast. So I feel like it's so organic to me because I'm so much happier when my lashes are amazing.
Okay.
I look at Robin's hat line embellished and she'll tell you her whole process, but like, it is so organic to her that there's no way it couldn't be a hit, but I'll let Robin tell it.
Come on. Congratulations on your lash line.
So I started a hat line. This is one of my hats. It has satin lining on the inside.
Wait a minute.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. Thank you.
Listen, Cindy Trim said you should always be able to solve a problem.
Exactly.
Your business should solve a problem.
Yes. And that's exactly what I did. And it came about because three years ago, I cut my hair really short for the first time. I had real, real short haircut. And it became hard for me to maintain, you know, like I couldn't just pull it up in a ponytail or a bun and keep it moving. And I found myself wanting to wear hats like all the time just to go to like, you know, the grocery store or even out.
You don't wear bonnets?
No.
So I have been known to wear shower caps in the rain though. Like if it's raining, I will literally put
you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yes. Yeah. And walk through that parking lot and go into Walmart and take it off, you know. But anyway. So the hats, it's like I found myself needing to wear hats more frequently, but I wanted them to be cute and I wanted them, you know, to protect my hair. And I just said, let me see if I can make one myself or figure out how to make one. And there you have it. So I have satin lined baseball caps and you know, for me now it's like with the pandemic, it's like I was so I was very busy because I did have experienced a lot of demand, but I also was stuck with trying to figure out how to grow my business. So that's kind of the stage I'm at right now. But yeah.
Okay.
If you're solving a problem, then ching ching, you got a business. And I always tell business owners, like, when you start your business, like, just set small goals first. You know, just say, you know what, I just want to make $200, you know, and then, you know, that 200 grows to 2000 and that 2000 grows to 20,000, you know? So I think sometimes when people start a business, they want it to be like, ching, 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 right away. They want it to be booming. And it's like, no, like you want it to grow. You want it to grow slowly and organically and you want to be patient with it. So just have patience.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. You want to be able to enjoy the process, right? Yeah. So if you went from zero to a quadrillion in such a short period of time, you're not even enjoying the process. With Robin and her, I'm telling on Robin again, and her when she was, you know, feeling stressed out and feeling anxiety or whatever she was going through, all of these big box companies, Michelle, was calling her, like the Macy's of the world, TJ Maxx of the world. Like, we want your hats in our stores. And I was like, girl, the Virgo and me came out again. I was like, girl, we're going to get out the bed and we're going to call these people back and we're going to make it happen. Okay?
That's what friends are for. If you don't have a friend like that, I don't know what to tell you.
Yes.
I do not know what to tell you.
And, you know, it's funny. Some people were, Giselle on the show, Giselle can be very direct. And I can understand that and I can take that and I appreciate directness. And people, you know, viewers and the castmates are like, oh my gosh, she's just being so mean. And she's, you know, you're explaining that you're going through something and she's not having your back. And I'm like, what are y'all talking about? She was like, she was pretty much telling me like, I need to get it together. And so I appreciate the tough love, the directness, you know, someone saying like, look, you got a good thing. Like, let's get to it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Everyone's delivery is different and it's not that you have to be offended by it, you know? So
yeah.
And you can receive it because she loves you. Exactly. Most importantly, she believes in you. Because Giselle would have been like, well, go ahead and stay in that bed, baby, if she didn't believe.
Like, oh, poor baby. Yeah.
Sean, the podcast would have just been called Shady. Because wouldn't have been no reasonably Robin.
Nope.
Okay. Y'all are just absolutely so pleasant, enjoyable, and fun to talk to. And also even more fun to watch you continue to flourish in everything that you want to do. Ladies, I'm so happy for Reasonably Shady.
Thank you.
And more business. And I'm excited to keep watching and following you, ladies. And again, thank y'all for checking in. This was so fun.
Thanks for having
This was so fun. And I saw a rumor that there was some new music being made. So I hope it's true.
Okay, come on, Michelle. Come on.
You was not even reasonable, child, with that. Bless folks' hearts. Bless people's hearts. Listen, no, I don't.
Tell your mama we love her.
Yes.
Tell her thank you very much for watching.
Yes.
Yes. Tell your mama we absolutely love her and thank you very much. And Michelle, yes, we need some more music from you, sweetie. We need some.
God bless. We'll see. Michelle. You know what? I'm loving the speaking and my podcast. I'm loving the book zone, the author zone.
And, yeah.
Motivational speaking. So I find my purpose cemented there. When I wake up in the morning, I put my 2 feet on the floor. I'm loving what I do.
I love that.
I do it for free, even though we're not going to do everything for free.
No.
Yeah.
But you know you love what you do when you're like, I just want everybody to know. I'll do it for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I love
that's
that.
Good. So the music was just a vehicle to get you to where you are today.
Probably so. I still love music. I actually was in the studio last night. I'm filming a Christmas movie and they needed music to supplement it. So I recorded it and I told the engineer, I said, I literally just said in an interview that I don't want to do music. But when I got in that booth and heard everything come together, I was like, maybe I was lying.
That was Jesus.
Man, I was just playing.
That was Jesus.
Come on, Giselle. Yes. Kind of. He was probably reminding me, like, you can do music too, Joe.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah.
You know. So, yeah, we'll see. And I'll have to come on Reasonably Shady.
Yes, please do.
I would love to come talk with y'all. And when everything is good, maybe in person. I don't know if y'all would welcome a guest in person.
Of course.
Just come hang out.
What?
You know, it is Potomac, but I'm sure people say Potomac. No, it is Potomac. So I would love to get to y'all's beautiful city.
Yes. Anytime you're in DC, if you come to DC, for Maryland, Virginia, Baltimore, whatever, hit us up and we would definitely love to have
Brilliant.
You.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, ladies. Thanks again.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you.
I'll see y'all.
Love you, Michelle.
Y'all, that was so fun and just so pleasant. I like when I get to talk to people that you're like, man, I really dig them. I really like them. And especially I get excited because I get to call my mom and tell my mom that I talked to Giselle and Robin of the Real Housewives of Potomac. And I know she's going to be so excited. I just got to download all the apps for her to listen to her favorite podcast, which is mine. And I know her other favorite is going to be Reasonably Shady. I've known Giselle for over, has it been 20 years? We go way, way, way back. So it was good to definitely banter and catch up with her and to finally meet Robin. I just love that you can have a platform and then forever continue to evolve and branch off and do other things. So people just don't have to be limited to reality TV. And I love how they are taking their wisdom, their humor, life's experiences, real experiences into the world of podcasting because we definitely need them. I mean, they talk about everything. Okay, when I tell you everything. So again, I thought that was so fun. But I love how they gave insight on, you know, kind of the backdrop of reality TV. I didn't want to insert my experience with reality TV in there. That can possibly be another podcast. But I love how reality TV, you can reach so many people when you have the right producers, you've got the right network. And as you can see, I mean, heck, look at Candy Burris. I mean, she is raking in 7 figures, not just off of doing the reality show, but all the businesses that she's opened. She's always been a hustler. She's always been an entrepreneur. So maybe that can be a blueprint for you guys that are listening. Maybe you work at the library. Maybe you are a radiation technician. Honey, maybe you work at a school. But just know that you can use where you are and branch off from that. And as Robin said, I loved how her new line of hats solves a problem. Cindy Trim told me, whatever you want to do, make sure that you have the answer, that what you want to provide is a solution. So when she showed us those satin lined caps, it's like, oh my gosh, because your hair won't dry out from wearing a hat. I thought it was brilliant. And Giselle, she loves cosmetics. So of course, it was natural for her to now have a lash line. I imagine that the quality of the lash is amazing, not only down to the hair, but honey, it's that strip, honey. That's very, very, very important. I thought that this was such a breath of fresh air. You guys tell me what you think and continue to check in. Thank y'all so much for supporting my book and the virtual book tour. Everything is going well, you know, especially during a pandemic. You know, I never would have thought of releasing a book or a podcast during a pandemic would be the wise thing to do, because I also come from the era where if you have merchandise out or product out, you're able to go out into the world and sign and do book signing. We did CD signings. We did promotional tours. We did some of everything. So I'm excited to get out there on the road to see you guys, hopefully hug on y'all one day. And again, thank y'all for checking in. And I hope y'all enjoy this episode with the ladies of the Reasonably Shady podcast. As always, thank you for checking in. Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.